Hello.
Yes, this is Lakin. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Have I reached Jovial Capital?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm calling about a charge from Jovial Capital.
How much is the charge for?
$59.89. And I
I'll have
thought
to.
I was, it's just happened last night. And I thought I was, to my understanding, paying a $5 shipping fee.
I'll have to pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
16240.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Roberta Mahle, Mahle.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
4719 Dairy, Dairy Road, Mayport, Pennsylvania, 16240.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a contest entry?
I answered a few questions and it said that I, you know, what I was reading was telling me that I had gotten it and, you know, only had to pay shipping of $5.
Okay, yeah, we don't charge you shipping. This is an entry to win it. And then you have to read the terms and conditions before you submit your order, and it tells you that they enroll you into a Bites Hub meal planning app. That's basically an app that helps you boost your energy and helps you on your cut back on your sugar and carb cravings. That's what you're signing up for whenever you enter that entry to win the Dyson Vacuum.
Well, I think that those conditions and that should be ahead of, you know, your card information, because all it went to was for me to put my card information in for, you know, there was a couple of things. Oh, yeah, I paid, you know, for $5 shipping. This was a great deal. And my wife loves the vacuum. And then, you know, put your card information in and there was one button to click and it didn't even say, you know, so you authorize, you know, a one-time payment or whatever of this amount or anything. It just, you know, zapped away, thank you, and that was that, the end of the thing. And then my text alert told me that I just spent $59.89.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like that to be refunded. I would like that credited back to my card because I did not see anywhere ahead of my card information anywhere saying anything that, you know, you're going to be charged this much for something completely different.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, the information is on there in all those advertisements.
I realize
it gives
it's
you...
not your, I realize it's not your doing. I'm sorry, but I just, you know, not your side. It's not your, you know, you didn't create the idea of it, but yeah, I would really like that refunded because I was totally unaware that it was something for almost $60.
All right, so would you like to try the app at $20 a month?
No, I would not.
All right. Well, give me just 1 second. I'll go ahead and get this canceled out for you, okay?
What's that?
I'll get it canceled out for you.
All right. Like, about how long should that process take to write back in my bank?
If it's pending, you'll have to wait until I post.
All right.
One second. All right, just let me know when you're ready to write down the confirmation number.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
It's going to be 920.
920.
675.
675.
122.
122. And that's it? Just the C at the beginning?
Yeah, that's just for cancellation.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're definitely welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
It'll be better now. Thank you. You have a good day and weekend ahead.
All right, you too.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.